Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The middle-aged woman bites her lip and scratches the back of her neck. She shifts in the oversized chair. Around the room are pictures of children in various stages of growth. An aged male voice in a clipped British accent calls from the kitchen, "Would you like milk in your tea?" The woman shakes her head, no, thank you. She nods apologetically to the older woman across from her on the couch. I'm so American, I just take my tea plain. An old priest swishes then into the room, cassock and all. He sets the tea tray on the coffee table and settles down next to his wife. All three take a sip, two with milk in their tea and one without milk in her tea. The priest clears his throat. You said you wanted to talk. What's on your mind, dear? The woman stares hard at the pictures of children on the wall. It's just... She pauses and she scratches the back of her neck again. It's just, I think of my child. It would be 22 years old. The woman's lower lip trembles. So stupid. My boyfriend at the time told me it would be all right and he paid for everything. And the tears slide down her face. He did it to protect his selfishness. And I aborted my first baby. The woman digs herself deep into the chair. My other children are baptized. They know Jesus. She looks up at the priest and his wife through red-rimmed eyes, and her voice comes out as a choked wail. My baby was never baptized, and I can't be comforted. Did I damn my baby to hell? Is my baby lost forever? And the old priest leans forward and wipes away her tears with a napkin. Oh, my child, all of the little ones God brings home. This evening is the Feast of the Holy Innocents. As the infant Jesus and his family flee into Egypt, King Herod sends his soldiers to Bethlehem and the surrounding countryside to slaughter all of the children 2 years old and under. He does it to protect his selfishness. And like a mother with red-rimmed eyes choking out a wail, the land mourns. The little hamlets keen like a fierce wind as Rachel weeps for her children and refuses to be comforted. Is my baby lost forever? Whether in Scripture or in our lives, this question sometimes hangs over us. What is the fate of children who die in the womb or outside of the womb? What of the unwanted dead child sold for research? What of the wanted child who fell asleep before ever seeing a sunrise? What of a newborn flatlining in the NICU before a nurse can sprinkle water on the tiny forehead in the triune name? All of the mothers and fathers of Bethlehem and Jackson ask with red-rimmed eyes and wail-choked sobs, is my baby lost forever? Is my baby lost forever? This evening, the Holy Spirit leans forward and wipes away our tears with a napkin. Oh, my child. All of the little ones God brings home. This evening, the Holy Spirit drives us back through Matthew's gospel to Jeremiah the prophet. A voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are not. The children seem lost forever. They have suffered the fate of Egypt. Of the Pharaoh of Egypt, They have gone down into the land of death in their own land. But the Holy Spirit prompts us to explore just a little deeper. Because St. Matthew's quoted line is a hint, an invitation to read Jeremiah's prophecy just a little further. And when we turn to the passage, the Spirit wipes away both Judean tears and our own weeping. The very next verse. Thus says the Lord, keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they, your children, shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope for your future, says the Lord, and your children shall come back to their own country. Your children shall come back to their own country from the land of the enemy. Even as the baby Jesus comes home to his own country from the land of the enemy, Egypt, the historic enemy of Israel, the lost children will come home to their own country from the land of the enemy. Jesus brings them out of Egypt with him. For out of Egypt I have called my son, says the prophet Hosea. All of the little ones God brings home. In Jesus, God claims all of the dead children as his own. In Jesus, God claims our dead children as his own. And Mother Church presses us to confess just such abundant grace. Notice how our epistle reading today speaks of the 144,000 innocent martyrs. The innocent martyrs with the Father's name on their forehead. These are they with no guile in their mouths. These are they who haven't even hit puberty. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They are the holy innocents, the infant martyrs to human selfishness. These all belong to Jesus. Let the little children come to me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And our Book of Common Prayer testifies to the Holy Spirit's comfort this evening in its funeral liturgies. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but our adult burial service specifies that the service is to be only for faithfully departed persons, baptized persons. But the service of burial for a child has no such restriction. Now, maybe it was a liturgical oversight, but I kind of doubt it. Instead, I think it was a napkin of Jesus' wisdom, a wisdom that knows the dangers of infancy and the ever-abounding mercy of God. In fact, the service itself includes this scriptural prayer, a prayer to wipe away our tears. O merciful Father, whose face the angels of thy little ones do always behold in heaven, grant us steadfastly to believe that this thy child hath been taken into the safekeeping of thine eternal love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. All of the little ones God brings home. All of the holy innocents. These infants who have died by abortion, by miscarriage or sickness. They die with Jesus and they rise with Jesus. They go down into Egypt, the place of death, and they come out of Egypt, the place of death. Each one testifies to Jesus' innocent death through their own innocent death. And so he is not ashamed to claim them as his own. Notice in the story, there is no mention of the piety of the parents. There is no mention of whether these children were Roman soldier children or whether they had actually participated in the rite of circumcision. Sacrament or not, all we know is that they were 2 years old and under, and that they died unjustly. They died as children. And so they strangely died with faith. Because this is what it means when Jesus says to enter the kingdom of heaven, we have to come as children. Faith, in the words of the French theologian John Calvin, is the empty hand lifted to God with nothing to give and everything to receive. And so faith is the defining characteristic of the infant, of the child. These children have nothing in their tiny hands to bring. No power, no authority, no agency, no deeds. All they have is their birth and sin. And so this is why our collect this evening reminds us that it is out of the mouths of babes and sucklings that God has ordained strength. For they go before us into the kingdom. They are our examples. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And so the Holy Spirit wipes away our tears this evening for the little ones in our lives. But as they go before us, maybe this Christmas we are little ones as well. They go before us in suffering, as maybe we face our own Egyptian or Herodian soldiers in the land of death. There are many deaths. Whatever the case, these holy innocents witness to us all of the little ones God brings home. So put your faith in Him, your empty hand to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.